cranberry sauce. We're having mashed potatoes. Ooh, the turkey looks great.
Ooh, the turkey looks great. Must be
Thank
Butterball.
You for loving me.
All right.
All right, I think you said that enough.
Yeah.
Thank you for
It's Butterball turkey breast.
Butterball, 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 Butterball,
Hey, breast down, baby.
Breast down, yes. Breast down, everyone. All right, so we'll transition out of that. And right now.
Don't put anything in the cavity.
Right. And action. And.
I just pressed the dump button. I just pressed the button for you.
Of course, criminal activities opened yesterday. Four friends stumble into a deal too good to refuse, but when the investment goes bad, they learn that part of their funding came from a notoriously ruthless crime boss played by John Travolta. And it's payback time. Wasn't John Travolta in a movie called... No, that's Mel Gibson in Payback, right?
Mel Gibson.
Payback, yeah. Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Now they must successfully kidnap a family member of a rival kingpin in order to erase the life-threatening debt. Greg, I know that you... I like this movie, and I'll give my review in a minute, but I know that you... I think you liked it even more than me.
Yeah, it was good. I will first say, for today, there's not as much... interruption right now on our call.
It's amazing, you know?
It's amazing. Good stuff.
It's really clear, and I can hear you, and... Wait.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, I thought that someone was going to interrupt me there, but okay, all right, so...
yeah, you know what? Obviously, you know, Jackie Earle Haley's been around forever, you know, with... I don't want to age the guy, obviously, but Bad News Bears and... you know, just ever since then, he stopped a little bit, went back in. You see him in, you know, a little bit of any type of genre. And when I didn't know at first that he was directing it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, before the interview, before they sent the movie, that's when I had just found out. I'm like, wow, you know, this will be interesting. And I don't know if he was going for this. I think he may have asked there in the interview, but it sort of had kind of that feel like a Pulp Fiction, maybe a Quentin Tarantino type, another director I can't think of right now, but sort of similar to that has that style. Mm-hmm. And I liked it because it was still original. I mean, he had his own thing to it. And with the movie itself, you know, you have, you know, kind of that crime type of story and all that stuff pulled into play, mob, that stuff. But they added just enough humor to it. I mean, there's actually, for a movie like this, you wouldn't really think this, but there's maybe one or two scenes that you can go back and say, wow, that's kind of a classic scene, you know, and as more people can start seeing the movie, I know the scene with Jackie Earle Haley, you know, talking to the kid about going back to school and stuff. I mean, just kind of the way that came up, that was, like, perfect. It was amazing. And as this movie, you know, if it could get more recognition, I know kind of in mainstream, I'm not sure if the reception is as high maybe as we're giving it, but you know, more people check it out, you know, I think they'll see that and they'll appreciate, you know, Jackie Earle Haley's bringing him, obviously the great cast, of course, you know, John Travolta, I mean, you know, obviously he's been up and down for a while, you know, who knows what he's doing at the time, but Michael Pitt is great,
yeah,
and Dan Stevens, and so yeah, it's entertaining. I mean, you gotta watch it closely. I mean, not, you know, you got to, you know, kind of be attentive, you know, up and about, but, you know, get it on demand, check it out. And again, you know, it's a good crime, you know, it's not The Departed, anything like that, but it's entertaining. And so definitely something that I would recommend our listeners, you know, definitely watch soon.
I agree that it is Criminal Activities has an extreme energy and a dark comedy that's reminiscent of Quentin Tarantino's greatest works. Jackie Earle Haley has a great performance, and I think he's a great director here. He ensures that both his cast and his audience have an absolute blast from beginning to end. There's a little bit of a twist, a side-swiping third-act twist. That might turn some people off. It might really, you know, twists kind of have a way of dividing people, don't you think, Greg?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, but regardless of your perception of that turn of events, the highlight is Haley's direction, and he demonstrates with an exciting style and admiration of the genre his abilities as a filmmaker. So I am giving Criminal Activities a thumbs up as well.
Absolutely, good stuff there. Yes. And, yeah, so, Joseph, it's on demand, and you probably get you know, order through Amazon.
Yeah, it's at one theater here as well. But in Arizona, but of course we've got listeners and viewers through Meerkat throughout the country. So you're going to want to check your local listings. But easy way to check it out is on demand. You know, I think you might like, especially if you like crime thrillers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You got to support Jackie Earl Haley here, and if you. I just was so impressed. I mean, for a first-time director, I mean, like I said, you know, he's been around the business, obviously, for years. But, you know, it's the first time, the way he put it together, there's something about it. But, yeah, you know, with the Quentin Tarantino thing, but it still had his own original feel to it. It's tough to describe. That's why you got to see it. And, you know, if you're into that type of film and can understand the dark comedy, as you said, Joseph, behind it, I think you'll really enjoy it.
Absolutely. So here is Greg and I speaking with Jackie Earl Haley, not only the actor, but also now the director.
Right now, we are speaking with Jackie Earl Haley about the new thriller Criminal Activities, a movie that he not only stars in, but also directed. In fact, it is his directorial debut. So, Jackie, what was it about this project that appealed to you and seduced you into the director's chair?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I've wanted to direct a movie ever since I was a little kid. And I was never able to, or even I admit, you know, trying hard enough to get something off the ground, because it's hard to get a movie made. So I had the absolute amazing good fortune that my manager's husband is a prolific producer, and he's been watching my audition tapes for the last 10 years. And he had this script, and he was financed, and he thought, you know, he thought I'd be right to direct it. So he called me, and he said, listen, I want you to read this script, and if you like it, I'd like you to direct it. He says, listen, I know that a debut film is really important, so if you don't like the script, I'll totally understand. Well, I read the script, and to me, it was just immediately clear that this is a really well-written script. And that's like one of the most important things when you set out to direct something, is that you've got a really good blueprint. You've got a really good script to start with. And I really liked it. And so I called him back and I said, I'm in. And we just started working on it.
Well, you did an excellent job with the film. What did your experience directing a movie teach you? And how do you think being an actor assisted you with the task?
You know, it's hard to kind of, I think the experience, what I really learned was, you know, a lot about working with different actors. On one hand, you know, me being an actor, obviously I'm going to be able to do that. They're going to kind of trust fellow actor because they understand that I know what they're going through. But, you know, I kind of got to learn that everybody has a slightly different process. And, I think, as a director, you kind of want to figure out how they work and then work with them that way. And, so everything becomes a little bit kind of customized. Aside from that, because that was actually my first new experience, because as a commercial director, you know, I've been gaining production expertise for years in terms of really knowing how to prep a shoot, go out there and shoot the thing and then edit it and bring it all in on time and on budget. So I think that experience, along with, you know, commercial directors don't necessarily translate into long-form movie directors. But I think what helped me out was being an actor for so long and doing so many scenes and so many movies with so many directors. You know, I was able to kind of take those two experiences or those two expertises and put them together. And in a lot of ways, it felt to me like I had made several movies before. Even though this was my first one, it just really felt like I'd been there, done that many times.
Absolutely. And you know, it actually felt like that on the other side of the lens as well. Criminal Activities feels as though it was directed by a seasoned filmmaker. Of course, in addition to several up-and-coming actors, the movie also stars John Travolta. Is there any difference between how you direct a seasoned actor like John and how you direct other cast members?
Well, it's kind of the same thing. But, you know, at first, you know, you're a little intimidated with a big movie star and stuff. But John was very open to direction. He was perfectly happy as me doing as many takes until I felt we had it. So I think he placed a lot of trust. But also, him being so seasoned, he also, you know, brought a lot to the table in terms of ideas and suggestions. And I think that he made the scenes better as a result of those ideas and suggestions. But at the same time, you know, the whole cast kind of does that. I think we do that as actors. It's you know, you trust the director, but you know, you kind of point out some ideas here and there, and either the director goes, "Oh, yeah, that's a good idea," or like, "No, let's do it this way," or you know, or sometimes you just do stuff both ways. It's like, you know, sometimes when somebody has an idea, it's almost easier to me. It's like, okay, let's do that. And then after that take, okay, now let's do this, you know, and then see what feels better in the edit bay. It's good to kind of get a bunch of choices and give people the freedom to get after it and do their thing and capture what they're thinking and then, you know, push them in a direction in a certain way and they try it this way, you know, whether and then, you know, see where they go from there. And then you have all this stuff for the edit bay. I kind of said that eloquently, but you get the idea.
No, I get the idea. And you put it perfectly. If anyone is just now joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment, we are speaking with Jackie Earle Haley about the new thriller Criminal Activities. In addition to directing it, he has also got a role in the film as John Travolta's right-hand man. Jackie, what was it like directing the scenes in which you also appeared as an actor?
Well, you know, I bet you every actor director probably does it a little bit different. You know, I was fortunate enough that, you know, over the last 10 years, I've directed myself in a lot of audition tapes. And, but when I do those audition tapes, you know, I'll also look to my son or whoever's helping me to, you know, shoot the scene. And, you know, we'll look at the tapes and I'll say, well, what do you think? You know, I'll have an opinion, but, you know, I kind of get a feeling with, you know, of some people that I trust. So when we're on the set, you know, obviously it's great because we've got playback. So, I mean, that's all I really need to go see what I did and then direct myself for some changes. But also, you know, I would ask my assistant, who's my son, who did a lot on the movie, what he thought. I'd also ask my producer, Wayne Rice, who him and I kind of saw eye to eye on everything. And, you know, what did he think, you know, after some takes? So between, you know, me being able to see him and also having a couple of guys that I really trust and love their opinion that I could weigh to make the final decision that, yeah, we got it in the can and we like the direction of where Jerry's going. And it was kind of a fun process because, you know, in those first couple days, you know, I was kind of finding Jerry with, I mean, just his nuanced approach, you know, and there's just different takes. You know, we started to like a certain direction, you know, from like one take versus this other one. So then we started to apply that direction on, you know, all the other scenes and all the other takes where it was appropriate, if that makes sense.
Definitely. You know, we're having some technical difficulties at the moment that are preventing my co-host Greg Isaac from chiming in here on this interview, but he also saw Criminal Activities and loved it. He said that he got kind of a Tarantino vibe from the film. Would you agree with that assessment, and what was your particular vision for this project?
You know, I don't think I really approached it in a Tarantino sort of way, but I think the writer did, and that was one of the things that I actually loved about the script. It did feel like there was some Tarantinoisms going on in it, and you know, I remember when I was talking to John about it, because he expressed like, "Well, do you think it's a little too Tarantino?" And I was like, "Well, here's the thing, it sure is good. I mean, it's just written really well." And John totally agreed. He said, "You know, things tend to borrow from other things, but you know, my approach really was, there was no inspiration in terms of like, okay, I want it to be like this movie or like that. I want it to have this tone like that movie did." Or I didn't go and study films to, you know, watch a bunch of films trying to seek out a tone for this. It just seemed to me like I had the script. I felt like I just felt the tone, and it started by building the right cast that kind of reflected that tone. And then I just, you know, had a vision for how to proceed and how to, grab this thing cinematically. And, you know, one of the main things that I wanted to do was that when I was with the bad guys, meaning Jerry or Eddie Lovato, which is John's character, you know, I wanted the camera work to be like real kind of pretty and smooth and you know, steady cams and dollies and you know, well composed shots. And then when we got into the loft with the young adults, You know, they're fish out of water. Everything's out of control. They're amateurs. They're just, you know, they're way in over their head. So everything in there was completely handheld. And I made it a point to get dozens of angles, you know, per scenes where it feels like the camera's just everywhere. But it's always a little frantic. Even when things slow down, it's still handheld, maybe not moving around as much. But, you know, so that's, you know, what I did is I just figured out an approach and kept trying to build on what I felt tone was.
That makes perfect sense. Again, if anyone is just now joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment, we are speaking with actor Jackie Earle Haley, who's brought so many intensely fascinating characters to life on the big screen, from Freddy Krueger in A Nightmare on Elm Street to Rorschach in Watchmen. Jackie, my favorite character of yours has got to be Ronnie J. McGorvey in Little Children. Do you have a favorite, or perhaps one from which you learned the most?
Well, you know, that's a really tough question, because it's like every character, you know, well, I mean, not every, sometimes it's, you know, you're just doing like a kind of a small role or something, but I mean, like the major characters that I've played, I've been real lucky to, you know, I've played some real iconic characters like Kelly Leak, you know, and Rorschach, and like you said, you know, Freddy, and of course, Ronnie McGorvey is a pathetic character in Little Children, but that was a real, you know, exercise in acting and trying to find humanity in a character that is really kind of a reviled sort of person. But, you know, there was something magical about, you know, all of those experiences, but for some reason, just the, you know, Rorschach was a really kind of interesting experience, because I knew that I was really putting myself on the line with that, because, you know, it's such a beloved character, and that particular audience is so critical. So it was great that they really responded to it, but it was also the kind of thing that I found myself when I was working on it, and was in Vancouver, and I was by myself. My wife wasn't traveling with me at the time when I was working, and I found that that was such a cynical character that sometimes I'd be locked up in my apartment, you know, just watching the presidential campaign or what primaries or whatever it was at the time. And yeah, I just kind of felt myself kind of, I think I'm much more cynical than I used to be. And I think that's one of the only characters that I feel kind of changed me. Like afterward, you know, and even since then, it's just become worse and worse. The more I look at what's going on in government and all of the corruption and, you know, all of this military industrial terrorist complex and, you know, all of these profiteers running everything. It's, you know, it's like I've got my own rant. It's a little bit different than Rorschach, but I think he was the character that just kind of pointed my head into some of this stuff, so he kind of opened my eyes a bit.
Fantastic. Well, once again, great job on Criminal Activities. Actor and now director Jackie Earle Haley, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Hey, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, once again, it's called Criminal Activities, and I know that I did say that was Greg and myself interviewing Jackie Earle Haley. It really was both of us, even though you only heard my voice. We were having some technical difficulties.
Did you edit him out?
No, I didn't edit him out. He was sending texts by questions by text, because we were having technical difficulties.
Tomatoes,
so quite the interesting
sweet peas, green beans.
Interview. But you did join me on our next interview, which I'll mention in a minute. But this is from Bob's Burgers, the world's greatest farmers. We'll be right back on Breakthrough Entertainment's Thanksgiving special.
I think I found my happy place.